back, bitch, and order me a biscuit. 4-8-C, I'm back. What's got you up so early this morning, young man?
What's early? Anyway, this is sleeping in 2 hours, right?
For you during the week, I figure you sore snoozed in on the weekend every chance you got.
Really? And that, so she had to get you a biscuit, that means you're done.
Affirmative. Spectacular, but it is a early finish for me.
Did everybody pay attention to curfew?
I don't see nobody, so they must do. Students are out spring break, and they'll be out for another week. They extended spring break to 2 weeks, so none of the students are here. So it'll be interesting to see when they get back.
I figure they'll just go to online classes for the rest of the year.
I'm sort of figuring.
Heard the radio today?
Negative, hadn't heard a soul. Now somebody was keying up earlier, I never did hear no modulation. I don't know if it was another repeater trying to float in or what.
And I guess it's a little more yard work today when the sun comes up.
Mama got you out there in the flower bed, huh?
And with her, she's laughing.
I've got a couple of rose bushes. That's about it. I don't have a green thumb. I just have to sit back and admire everybody else's work.
Yeah, we put together a little fire pit yesterday and then planted some plants, some herbs, and a little bit. I got some tomato plants. I haven't put them in the ground yet, but I don't think it's going to freeze anymore. And then we got a whole bunch of houseplants. Some of them I've had probably 40 years.
Stay busy today.
Yesterday. It's like, man, I'm tired. I have to go back to work for a rest.
And that, believe me.
Next down one side of the house that they're all dried up for the winter time, and so you gotta break off all the little stalks and take them off. And I had good success with some tomato plants over there 1 year, so I'm gonna put some tomato plants out over there, and that's probably about it for the work for today.
Yeah, I would say that would be enough. You got to rest up for work tomorrow.
And 4 TFW.
In contact with the Virginia QSO party?
One. That was just one is all that I did. And then I listened a little bit and then I went on.
7. Surprisingly, the station I got out of Spain, he was doing the contest as well.
In France, and that he was coming in real strong on 20, but I never did try to make contact with him. I had made contact with that guy once before, so I just was just surfing the bands. I saw on the website where the Russians were, you know, having contests, but there wasn't nothing on the frequency I could get to.
I didn't hear any Russian stations. I've talked to 3 or 4 different Russian stations over the last 5-6 years, but I didn't hear none yesterday.
Got extra bands.
It ain't going to be long, man. You'll be down there harassing them.
If they ever let us all get together where you can have a class, right?
Maybe they'll let us take it online.
What are you going to do? I mean, the rules say you got to have 3 VEs there, so I don't know.
Two have to do something like that, it would have to be by video.
Yeah, doing it like that.
But the world's ready to see my ugly face on the internet. I'm gonna cook Mama up for some breakfast this morning.
Well, it's not, usually it's sausage and eggs or bacon or something in that, but she's on this diet where you fast for 16 hours, and her 16 hours aren't going to be up till about 10 o'clock this morning, and I'll be done 8 by then.
Get that home cooking from you while you home instead of at work all next week.
There'll be dinner every night when I get home next week. That'll be awesome.
I'm getting spoiled.
Right.
Mine's working from home, and every time somebody riles her up with an email, I hear about it, so I go hide.
Hear you hitting her computer right next to your radio?
Commandeered it. She got it over on the big old 10 place dining room table that we made, and she works over there, and I put the earphones on and hope and pretend I can't hear.
I hear you.
Said she wants to work the rest of the time at home, and I told her no. I said, you're too grumpy.
Probably causes you to be that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember those days, but I don't think I was ever quite that grumpy. I know I come home grumpy a little bit a few times, but I don't think not that bad.
That's Miss Carol. She might have a different view of that.
Oh, I can guarantee you on that one. Down the store below the house, got their bass boats out. They must be fixing to go fishing.
Well, it's a little bit cool this morning. Was you enjoying that weather this morning?
Running around in a t-shirt and happy as an old pig.
Yeah.
Damn. I hope today's a nice warm day, but they need to keep the front door shut. I think I'm starting to get allergies. I was fine until I got up, and she had the front door open all day, and pollen started floating in the house, and the runny nose and scratchy throats done started, and I said, I guess I'm going to have allergies now. My old body's breaking down on me.
It's me being outside all day yesterday, and we had all the windows open too, so yeah, it's about that time of year. Everything, all the pollen's high right now. KN4 TFW.
Hey, Friday. Strange thing is, I've never been bothered with pollen and stuff, but look like this year I am.
Until I lived in Louisiana, and once I lived in Louisiana, it was like, man, I got allergic to that hay, and man, it was all downhill after that.
You were alligator hunting, did you?
Not that, but it's like, man, it was 30 miles of hay fields on the road going to work every day, and that, and it's like, man, I just couldn't hardly survive. And then if I take medicine for it, it makes me so sleepy I can't stand it.
Growing up, the smell of fresh cut hay, oh man, I would have been happy.
It's by Bojangles.
Stop by and saw Bo. I just ain't no fan of Ronald McDonald.
You knew that, right?
Before I know, might have came home and cooked breakfast.
The other restaurants, Hardee's or Burger King?
Burger King and Clemson, the closest ones, Pendleton and Hardee's. I don't care for their biscuits. Last one that I got, excuse me, it was sort of strange. When I bit the bottom of the biscuit and started to chew it, it squeaked on my teeth like it was wax.
Did you pick you up some grits from Bojangles?
Ah, negative. Just got a couple of biscuits. One for me, one for Mama.
And grits.
Oh, I did. I grew up on grits and eggs and country ham and all the good stuff like that. And one thing, Kentucky's not a true southern state, because when that police department sent me up there three different times and I asked for grits, they all looked at me and said, "What's that?"
That one. Yeah, not all of them have it or even know what they are.
Choice of pan-fried potatoes or stewed squash. I tell them, just go ahead and keep both of them.
We found out yesterday Mama's restaurant's going to go ahead and close. They tried the curbside, but it's not working out. So today's the last day for them, I guess, until further notice, I guess.
Be able to start drawing unemployment, if I'm not mistaken.
Here for that this week.
You're staying home, and you might get dinner waiting on you every night.
Not for a week, and she's starting to really like it.
After her putting up with the public like she has in those in that restaurant, she deserves a break. Good thing about my job was, if they started going on the wrong way, I just gave them some silver bracelets to wear.
Got one.
In my driveway. I'm going to go in here and get me a cup of coffee, and I'm going to eat this here biscuit. And I'll think about you while I'm eating it, though.
Okay, 73, have a good one, and we'll catch you again, hopefully in the morning, KN4TFW.
All right, you have a good one, and stay out of trouble, and don't let Mama work you too hard today. So, KN4 and AP, going to be sending 73s your way.
So, hey, this morning.
I will when she gets up about 9:30.
Hopefully then, huh?
Always does on the weekends.
Yep.
73, my friend. Stay out of trouble.